Before I start my today lecture, do you have any question or any doubt regarding my yesterday program? Or any suggestion or any comment? The disease started in the middle age of Treta Yuga and then later on is followed. Yeah. Anybody else? Yesterday we cover and compile the history of Ayurveda. I explain the position of Lord Dhanvantari in the history, that he is the Lord of Ayurveda who brought Ayurveda from the ocean. I told that Brahma is the original author of the Ayurveda, and I told that how it comes on the earth in Treta Yuga when the disease started. I told in Satyuga everybody was healthy, nobody was sick, and I told the history of the diseases, how it manifested psychologically, psychosomatically, the emotions of laziness, emotions of greediness, emotions of attachment, emotions of envy, emotions of pride, emotions of ego, emotions of jealous, emotions of anger manifest and aggravate the pitta. So the first disease comes out, that was fever. Is too much noise coming from outside? Or? Okay, that's all right. So that's I told, and I put how the Bharadwaj approach to Indra to get this Ashtanga Ayurveda, and I explained the eight limb of Ayurveda, Kaya Bal Graho Urdhvanga Shalya Danshta Jarabhishai, which shows the all the field of medical science which is required in the current life is covered automatically by the author or by the Lord who give this manual. So we can understand Ayurveda is a manual of life, how to operate the body, mind and consciousness. We try to operate our body according to our desire, according to our need, according to our liking. But do we have some plan to operate it according to some program? Like the World Health Organization have given a plan during the pregnancy and after the pregnancy, how many vaccinations you have to put in the mother and in the baby. Like polio drops, typhoid injections, diphtheria, DPT, tetanus, etc., etc. So they have the manual. But I find that this manual is always be, every 10 years something new is coming in this manual. But my life is fixed. Nose is growing same place from last million year. It's never changed. My eyes are coming on same place. My ears are growing same place. My tongue is growing same. Whole body is same as it is. Nothing is changing. Then why we need to change this manual? So there must be some fixed manual. We have to look for that. Because body is not changing. What is changing here? On the name of modernization, what is changing? Nothing is changing actually. People loves previously, also now they love. People hate before, people hate now also. People was angry, we are also angry now. Whatever people was doing, this is the message of life. A dead body cannot give any reaction on your words. But a living body who is alive is going to reply you. That is called life. In the presence of Atma, in the presence of Atma inside the body, the mind, intelligence and knowledge works to analyze everything and reply you. So this all fundamentals are same. People change dietary system. There was dietary system which have been given 60 years before. Calories, protein, carbohydrate, mineral, that much protein, that much calcium, that much this you have to eat. Nowadays this diet system is changing. It's the diet system is coming on behind on the basis of blood group. You have to take the diet according to this blood group, this blood group, this blood group. So what it mean then? The previous dietary system is wrong. So we have now blood group system, dietary system. Later on you might can bring some another plan. So science is the game of mind. It's a just game. It's a like a one day match. You start and you have to finish. Then you further start and you have to finish. So theories are coming in the market and it stay for 100 year or 200 year or 40 year or 50 year. After that, new scientists come which give new theory and changing the previous theory. It's just like a model of car. The model of car is always regularly changing. So mind nature is changing. Mind nature is always changeable. Mana chanchala. You know, mind is chanchala, is moving, always moving. So these all theories of life which we are putting chanchala. So manual should not be chanchala. If the guidelines are chanchala, if the guidelines are moving here and there, then what about us? We will be always in zigzag path. It's hard for us to go on a straight path. So that is Ayurveda. Ayurveda is a manual of body. Ayurveda is a manual of mind. Ayurveda is a manual of consciousness. How to operate the body, how to operate the mind, and how to operate the consciousness. That's we are going to work in this workshop according to Ayurveda, how we have to do this thing. Now, I gave the history yesterday about all these things, about the histological background, that it's have everything if you learn it, which will provide you something which is, it is not incomplete, it's a complete science. Now, the first phase of this course material which we have, that is we call the creation, the Prakriti Purusha, the philosophy, how the Jiva and Atma, what we have. And this is quite interesting topic. In this lecture, it will be a only institutional lecture, which your mind and your intelligence and your knowledge will love it. But I have to bring this lecture on a ground on the body level to treat your body. So you will see how I will link up it that. But to understand this, as we know, the life, the beginning of life, how the life began. According to the modern science, the sperm and ova combine together and then it produce in the develop in the as a fetus in the womb. So sperm and ova is the source of life. Yes, source of body. Is that the confirmed source of body? That is not ultimate source. But without this, you might not have body. So it's also have the value. But it will not work without the Jiva and without the Atma. It will not grow. Otherwise, you mix the sperm and ova, you can grow it. Otherwise, everybody have the child. But we find that so many people, so many pairs, they are normal in their health. They have proper physiological values, but is still not able to have a child. So what is ultimate source, you know? Now, according to Ayurveda, we have six factors of the life, not only one. What is your Vedic Shastra says of the life? You all are the acharya here. Yes. Growth. My question is that, what are the cause of your creation? What are the cause of fetus? Yes. Fetus or creation or life or the living beings or this body, mind and consciousness. We know that answer, but if it is that, then anybody do not need to come in this class. I think last 40 years you have Krishna in your hand. And you do not need to worry about it. Just chant, be happy and healthy. Yes. I just say this is the modern explanation. And now I am Ayurvedic physician. Because everybody knows this thing. I have to put my Ayurvedic principles here. So, yes, please. So the Jivatma have right to take the womb according to his desire. He wants to take, so he have right to take this what he want according to karma. Whatever. Are you able to be take a birth as you are here now in the next? So then where is the karma? So that's institutionally it's worked very nicely. The super everything you just give up to the boss. I mean boss is handling and super soul is providing and according to our karma. That's a very nice spiritual understanding answer. But what Ayurveda says here? Ayurveda has, yes. The five elements. That's also, but still there is a sixth cause which not comes out from you. So I would like to be this cross questioning. Might be certain things you already know. So I go further advanced or I go just from the basics. Yes. The body is not the cause of body. Body is the cause of body in the form of seed. That's I have put. Matraj and Pitraj, the mother side and father side, all the quality which is existing in you, for example, diabetes, for example, these are the qualities of this, I mean, sometimes these are the qualities nowadays. I got hereditary diabetes, hereditary arthritis, hereditary piles problem, hereditary cardiac problem. That has the qualities considered. Do you have these qualities? If you do not have qualities, you are not allowed to stay in states, in United States. What are the, this is sick qualities or healthy qualities, sometimes it's very difficult. So the qualities which comes in you, your knowledge, your intelligence, your physical lookings, your beauty, or your plus and minus, whatever is that. You know, Socrates, and Socrates was a very ugly guy of the world, of the universe. And he was very intelligent, very learned. One very beautiful woman have approached to Socrates. She was beautiful woman of the world. She approached to the Socrates, look, if we get married, then we have beautiful child and intelligent like you. And Socrates was ugly. Nobody liked to say his face. So Socrates say, I am very humble and honored with your offer. But if the children are like intelligency like you and face like me, then this person is finished. So where we are, you are people like you due to your beauty and people like me due to my knowledge. So we are happy on our own places. So there is a causes of the transferring. We call Matraj and Pitraj. The factor which comes from mother side, factors comes from father side, the qualities. That comes through the seed of mother and father, sperm and ova. The quality of sperm and ova. And Atmaj, there is another cause, Atmaj. The third is Atmaj, the Atma. The Jivatma who have this desire. Atma is always bonded with the consciousness, with the karma, the previous desire, which is called Jivatma. And Jivatma enter in the womb. Sperm and ova fuse, and then Jivatma enter according to their karma. Whether the Jivatma would like to enter in the womb of elephant, or in ant, or in dog, or in a snake, or in a Clinton house, or in a some beggar's house. That is karma. a dog of President House and a dog of Indian Roads, there is a big difference. The dog of United States President House lives in air-conditioned car and have very nice and neat and clean taking care of the couple of people. But here we just bang him and kang, 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 and then he is still happy with his family life. So there are variations. This is a chart. And who make this decision where you have to go? But we are bonded, and that's we call Atmaj. Then there is a Satmyaj. The certain things when mother adopted or father adopted, like someone is skilled, expertization, like someone is very nice musician. It's not always be possible that son of musician would be musician. Generally, if we believe in the theory of geneticism, then it should have to be in that way. Isn't that right? If a very spiritual person, son should be spiritual. But it not looks in this material world. So the genetic theory fails here. If the genes are, the chromosomes are the cause of everything, then we are able to do the same qualities transfer. So the genes are only able to manufacture your faces. But still, two men never like the same. Two twins are not like the same. These are the variations which is by created by Satmyaj, the Atmaj and Satmyaj. Atmaj is that which is bonded by your karma, by jiva, to enter choosing the womb. Satmyaj, which is adoption by the... This will be too much wordology, because if I go in there, just you understand. Garbhaj, during the pregnancy, what mother eat, that's also make you. What you eat, that also make you. You can read these names in books, don't worry. During the pregnancy, what the mother eat, you know, mother's craving. Mother's craving during the pregnancy. I give you a true history. I was 14 year kid when I was sitting with my father wrapping the doses. One of the monk, very priest, the Vrindavan priest, he approached to my father one day and he said, my daughter-in-law is pregnant and she crave for meat. And he was Pandit family, you know, who gave this big Pandit family, very religious and prestigious family of Vrindavan, and her daughter-in-law craving for meat to eat during the pregnancy. And she craved that much that she bite her hand. She does not have, she know that she is not allowed to eat meat because she is Vaishnava. But she has such a strong craving, like the women have sometimes such a strong craving that they eat the mud pot or the clay pot. I mean, in India, these things are available. I don't know what available in the West. You might eat plastic or tissue paper or... I don't know. These are the hidden skills. But that's true. So that lady was biting his hand and he was very sad. He was very sad. This is not right. He understand some demon or some meat eater is growing in his womb, which is going to destroy my whole religious family. That was his decision. Like that, same time when Kans was born in the family of Ugrasen, you know, the Pandit, the priest told that he is a demonic nature. You will throw him. You will kill him. But it was not possible. He further survived. So, my father says, yes, it is true. The Jivatma, which is surviving in the womb of... This is your karmic chart. This is your karmic chart, you know. Your karma is bonded with his karma. His karma is bonded with your karma. That's why he's choosing the womb. My father says, we have some Ayurvedic... This is explained already in Ayurveda. The mother's craving in the 7th month or 6th month of pregnancy. This is the desire of children. Two heart position. The two heart beating. The mother heart and the baby heart. At that time, the baby heart, the jivatma of baby is desiring through the mother and giving his mental emotion in the mother to eat this thing. And it's a true thing. And we have to take care according to Shastra, because manual explain these things. So in Ayurveda we have explained, when you have mothers have craving like that, and if you born in different such and family, we have mashed ladu, like we call it ulad dal. Ulad dal, you know, white beans, is known as in Sanskrit as a mash. The Sanskrit name of ulad dal is mash. And when you prepare it, it is a very mucilaginous and fleshy. High protein, very, very high protein. It's just like flesh. When you cooked it, it's very sticky and, you know. So my father said, we will prepare some ladu of ulad dal. And my father prepared some recipe of ulad dal ladus. And he said, you give it. So she will satisfy herself that she have eaten the meat. So she start to eat the ladu and she forget the craving. And it is changing the quality in the garbha, in the womb of that child, that his desire was satisfied before he comes out to satisfy himself in the material world. Yes. Yeah. These all things. So, medically, because Ayurveda is a field of medical, it's a practical science. It's not something you just take with the sentiments. My Guru Maharaj said, take Charanama, so I'm taking. But this is a proof and facts which must accept by the mind, by the intelligentsia. It's not something you just take by belief and faith. The tradition, religion and culture, there's a three things. Tradition, religion and culture. These are the three things which represent by the body, mind and consciousness. Your culture is represent your body. Your mind believe in your religion. And your tradition which is coming out. My parents follow this, so I am following this. Anyway, so that's his change, is garbha. That's we call garbha. If there is one event, the one mother in our relative family, she loves to eat chili during the pregnancy. And she take chili pakodas and, you know, very nice, delicious, hot, spicy food. When the baby comes out, he have the burn spot in his whole body, like a boils. And the doctor say, we have never seen this type of the child. And my father was visiting and they are asking. And he told, well, look, she have eaten lots of chili. Ask the mother. I said, yes, it's true. So that's the burn is his skin, because fire burn. The chili is hot. It's burned. If you cut and put the chili, if you put the chili in your eyes, or if you put the chili in your tongue, you hot and burn. So that's the sense make how it's effect. Although the chili is not going directly in the fetus, because it goes in the intestine and digest. So the blood quality, which is supplied by the umbilicus through the mother womb, the mother fetus, the mother fluid, it's make this type of quality. So Pitraj, Matraj, Atmas, Satyaj, Garbhaj, these are that type of the qualities which comes. I'm missing one name. Anyway, it will come. These type of, because I'm not teaching you embryology here. So I'm just giving you idea that this is the fundament which starts. So the sperm and ova and the jiva enter at the same time according to their astrological or according to their karmic chart in the womb. When the jiva enter in the zygote, in the two cell, then it's grow. Otherwise, it might false pregnancy. Then it shows the hands, arms, legs, senses, you know, knowledge senses, working senses, mana, intelligence, everything. If the jivatma enter. So, in the form of seed, the five elements. This is the structure of five elements. The sperm and ova, it just represent the five elements. The sperm does not have soul or the life. Ova does not have the soul or the life. The life entered in the sperm and ova when they fuse according to their karmic chart. So that's why only sperm and only ova is not the source of life. This is just a material of five elements. Yes. If sperm that is we call chetana. There is a difference between chetana and atma. Yes. From? In the grain. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. If that is only the cause in sperm and ova existing, then what is about the jivatma? Then how many souls lives in my body? One soul is transferred by mother through the sperm by eating food. One soul is transferred by my mother. One soul is by father and one soul is by jivatma. Chetna. Yeah, that is called consciousness. No, we are not alive only due to this living energy. That's we call the, that is chetana. Antas chetana, bahi chetana. The inner consciousness and outer consciousness. Yeah, chetana is just like a light of atma. You can call it energy, but I say light of atma. Prakash. We say light. I not use the word energy, because energy is just a productivity of the physical five element force. Energy is a productivity of the five element, but chetana is higher than the five element. Yes. The test tube babies grows in the test tube or in the womb? No. The test tube baby grows in the womb or in the test tube? Yeah. So what is impossible? Yeah, this is just mechanical procedure to mix the sperm and ova, but it must need to embedding in the womb. And without that womb, it's not workable. Okay, so according to Ayurveda, I mean, this subject will be, it take time to clear according to Ayurveda, because you are the masterpiece person of this knowledge about this Atma, Jivatma, soul, because all spiritual literature is existing in your brain. And Ayurveda is also saying same thing. It's not the variation. It's just the variation of the wordings. Because I have to treat the body, I have to treat the chetana, and I have to treat the jiva. Being a physician, we have three types of the treatment therapy: for a physical body, for mental body, and for your subtle body. In Ayurveda, that is the treatment which is available. So that's why I am taking as a broad, how to help you. Yes, please. No, Atma is bonded with jiva. Bonded with the karma. It will come in later on. It takes time. Just stay with me. I know you have your answer, but that is same answer what you have, but it just need to understand, because I am a being a physician side. I have to help you to help your physical body. Because if I am the soul, I am not the body, then all the matter is finished. Yes. No, jiva and atma combined together, that is called jivatma. And chetana is the light of atma, light of. Okay, let's wait for me. I have to come back on my topic, otherwise I will be just hold my life here, and we will never it comes out from this topic. And I have to hard time to balance your vata and pitta and kapha. Okay, so this sperm and ova combined together, according to Ayurveda, jivatma, the atma enter in there according to the karma, and the womb, this fetus grows. So this is five element, and the sixth element enter in the womb. That's we call pancha tattva gata. That when somebody die, we call pancha tattva gata. The person is gone in the five element. The sixth element is separated. You know? Separated. When somebody dies, there is no difference between living body and dead body. Only difference is the jivatma. So jivatma have separated. Otherwise, same brain tissues, same neurochemicals, same pituitary gland, same heart, same lungs, same liver, same muscles. Everything is same. But if you put one rasgulla on the dead body mouth and one rasgulla on living body, there is an action take place. So that is the difference the jivatma is eating through the body. Body is just working like an institute, like a machine. So plugged in and plugged out. It's just like a current supply. Plugged in and plugged out. This bulb, you switch off, then light is not coming. When you switch on, then it's giving light everywhere. So the same way is body functioning. So this will grows, and this five element quality and the sixth element quality, the which is jivatma, that's make atmosphere. According to that, this body, this according to this chart, which you see at the end, it have in this body, you have five working senses: two legs, two hands, mouth, anus, and genitals. These we call working senses because it not work without your order. When you order, then it's work. I want to move my hand, that's why my hands move. But we have five knowledge sense faculty, which is your vision, to see, to hear, to smell, to taste, to touch. That is we call knowledge senses. Why we call them knowledge senses? Because you keep this knowledge. If what you are seeing by your eyes, if you close your eyes, still you can see. So you keep that memory in your brain in a physical state. If your brain is lost, if brain is paralyzed, still you keep that memory. That's we call desire, which goes in the chetana, and that's why, as you mentioned, that the previous habits or the previous life desire we want to fulfill again. So we take birth again. There's one t-shirt have been drawn by one devotee that somebody is cutting the animal and then his head goes animal and then his, you know, is converting like that. So this is called that way. Now that's grows up and this is whole body. So there is a totally separate two function, five working senses, five knowledge faculty, and mind is working in between two. Where I want to see my eyes to see, that is the function of my eyes, or that is the function of my intelligence. I want to see the garbage container, or I want to see the prasadam container. That's my intelligence. Where I want to send my hands, where I want to send my legs. I am walking in the street and I hear some bell of the temple. Where I go, where my legs go. So that's very intelligence make the decision. And the power of the control, controlling on the mind, that is related in physical qualities and as well as subtle qualities. The physical qualities are the brain tissues, the body tissues, whatever your body made. So we will work first of all on the body, then we work on the mind, then we work on the consciousness, then we make a rhythm. So now, the very important topic which I have to start, that is, we have to understand the five element theory. Because the sixth element we will talk about the Atma, Jivatma, and five elements are here. In between that, mind is working. So we will talk about these higher qualities. But we have to talk first what physical quality we can see by the naked eye. If we understand that, then we look by the close eye. We have three type of the eyes according to Ayurveda. The charmachakhyu, gyanachakhyu, divyachakhyu. The charmachakhyu is the tissue eyes. The gyanachakhyu is the knowledge eyes. And the divyachakhyu is the transcendental knowledge vision, which have been given by Vyasadeva into a Sanjaya, so he have transcendental vision. But we have two type of the eyes, Charma Chakyu, the tissue eyes, and the Jnana Chakyu. But we not even use properly our Jnana Chakyu, the knowledge eye. What we know, the right things, how many right things we follow. How much I know the right instructions for me and how much I follow. So I not follow my own knowledge. That's we call misuse of your own knowledge. Prigya aparadha. That is the first offense, when you offense your own knowledge. When you not regard and respect your own knowledge, how you are going to respect and regard to my knowledge or to others' knowledge? And when I start to respect my knowledge, then I start to give respect to others' knowledge. So I will work on five elements first, and I will show you the Ayurvedic physiology and the Ayurvedic anatomy, how this five element manufactured your body and how you maintaining this body through the five element, and then what is the role of this and what we need to do. This is the program. These five elements lives together, never be separate, but it shows their individual quality according to predominancy, like a molecule, like a what is the minute and minute unit of a small unit of a physical or gross material. Now we have more finer. Proton, electron, neutron, that theory is 40 years before. Quartz. Duards. Glue. Yeah. Your knowledge is very less, actually. We have some latest scientists who developed some quartz. We talking about gross. So the minute and minute unit, what you call quartz or dwarfs or guards or warts, that's the scientist name who identify, just give some theory. Nobody have seen where the quartz lives, in which apartment. What is the address of the neutron and proton and electron? It's just a theory. But in the nature, there is a five element which you can see in gross and in subtle form. So for example, the minute unit which you say in quartz or dwarfs, whatever, the five elements are existing in that also. That also made by five element. You believe on that? Of course. The quality of the material represented by the five element, like ginger and like gur, the raw sugar, they both have different qualities. The lemon and chili, it's have different taste and flavor. You know, these five elements have the different combinations which is showing different quality. That's why we all people are sitting here, although the same place nose, but still your nose like rasgulla and his nose like pakoda and his nose like puri and halwa. This nose is bringing you different plates. Isn't that right? So what is these are the qualities of your five element body which bring you, or that's your intellectual knowledge that you go towards the rasgulla or towards the gulab jamun. Who brings you close to the rasgulla and gulab jamun or pakoda? The sense organ. But everybody have the same sense organ. The smell. There's no any different smells in between you. How millions people have different taste. Atma desiring. Nobody can kill, nobody can burn, nobody can hurt. No, you know, nobody can wet. So why the Atma does not have anything? Nainam chindati sastrani, nainam, you know, the quotation. But Krishna have said four things, but not the fifth thing. Nobody can cut, nobody can burn, nobody can wet, and nobody can drive. So these are the four qualities of the five elements. Earth, burn is the fire, and wet is the water, and dry is the air. So it shows the Atma does not have these four element qualities. So how the Atma is going to show you the desire? Because these five elements have their five qualities. The water have the sense organ smell. Earth have the smell, water have taste, and fire have vision. Air have touch, and space have sound.
These are the five qualities of the five element. You do not have any six quality rather than this to working in this material nature through this material body. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita already, so Atma does not have any these four element quality in that. But Atma works very nicely with these five elements. When Atma is living in this body, everybody love and hate this body. But when Atma goes out, then nobody want to keep this body in his house. They say, bring it quickly. It will decay and decompose and give foully smell. Isn't that right? So the five element does not have quality of life. That's true.
Now, only the sixth element, which is sound in the space,
that carried out the Atma. When the dead body leave, when somebody die, the five elements remains there. The gross element and the subtle element. There is a two qualities. The five element gross form as a body form, and the five element in the subtle form as a desire form. As a desire. You have a desire of smell. Like a deer. You know deer? Deer have saffron in his navel. You know? Musk in the navel. And very nice smell come from the musk. From his own navel, but he don't know. Kasturi kundal basa mrag dhunde banimahe. There's a one saying by the by some poetry. The kasturi kundal basa, the mrag dhunde banimahe. The musk is living in the navel, and the deer is searching in the jungle. He's going here and there. Might be smell is coming from there. Then he stay there. Then he get a smell coming from there. And the hunter, he knows from where this smell is coming. He knows this smell coming from his own navel, because musk is in navel. So the deer also come in the search of musk, and hunter is also coming in the search of musk. And hunter know to hunt the deer and get the musk, but deer don't know. So what happened? They both are in the forest, and hunter hunting the deer, and when deer die, he was still attached with the smell of his own musk. You know, he was attached. So when the hunter is taking out the musk from the navel of the deer, the consciousness, the jivatma of the deer is still watching. He need that vision, he need that smells, because they are attached with the smell. So when the deer was attached with the five element smell, smell senses, then automatically his vision was attached with that. He is seeing. Because when hunter take out this musk from navel and smell it, then this dear jivatma, who is wandering surrounding under the body, and he understand, oh, this is coming from my own navel. But it too late to realize it. It is too late.
So that's the
Now, Jivatma is bonded here. Now, I was saying that five element, the gross element, the qualities, that goes in the desire form. You desire to smell, you desire to taste. I left Rasgulla and leave my body. I take birth again and come for that same Rasgulla. Or I take birth as a cockroach in the Prasadam room. Might be possible. Not bad. As long as you are in the Prasadam room, not in the receiver line. As long as you are in the Prasadam root, not in the sewer line. Because cockroach lives in the sewer line also. So anyway, that is the qualities. Now we need to liberate. Try to understand. We need to liberate from this attachment of the smell senses, taste senses, visual senses, touch senses. That is called liberation from the five elements. Then we are going to mix in Paramatma. Yes. All from five elements. Liberation is needed from five elements. But these are more ignorant. You attach with the smell of the food. You attach with the taste of the food. Or you just attach with the vision of the food. You don't want to eat. You just want to see the pastry or pizza. How is it possible? So this is a different kind of attachment. People attach with the smell, people attach with the taste, people just attach with, I would like to see only. And people attach with the touch, I want to touch it also. But this is sound. You attach with just the hearing. I like my wife's voice, so I take birth again and again and again. Or I like to hear some bhajan, so I take birth and again. So that's why this is only the boarding pass which we have. The Mahamantra. If you remember at the end time, Mahamantra, that is going to carry to the Paramatma. Isn't that right? Otherwise, but how it's possible? Till you not detach from this attachment of the previous element. Because the space element is very lighter. Space mix in space easily. Earth mix in earth. Fire mix in fire. Water mix in water. After the decomposition of the body. But the sound remains. The words which I am speaking, you can't see it. But you can hear. When I say water, you can imagine it in your physical brain that how the water looks. When I say this is Giriraj, you can imagine it. But I am just speaking Giriraj. If you not hear, you can't imagine it what I have speak. So you need this instrument of the body, which made by the five elements, to operate your consciousness such a wide range in a material nature. You understand what I am saying? So the sound is the highest quality which listened by Atma. Your what you remember, you know, what you remember at the end. That's why only the boarding card is the Mahamantra. You just need to remember the Mahamantra. At the end of the, if I say, please, if you tell me the quotation number, the chapter number this and text number this, then I will allow you. You say, my brain tissues is dried out. Because that is the material nature, this body is going to be decayed. Isn't that right? I have seen many, many patients, devotee patients, those who have left their body in Vrindavan, coming here suffering with very sick diseases. Mother Gauri. How many devotees know about Mother Gauri? Yes, Prabhupada disciple, Mother Gauri. She's from Los Angeles. This is in 1981 or 82, or she died in 85, I think. I was just kid at that time, but she always comes to my father. She have cancer, she come here and his cancer was cured, and then she went back Los Angeles to work on Back to Godhead magazine. And then she was in Mayapur, she got malaria, somebody gave heavy dose, her immunity was weak, so she further reoccur
the cancer. And when she came back in 1985 or something, my father was treating, but her weakness was that strong and his time was there. But my father, see, at the end, he is just chanting Krishna and saying, my Krishna is coming and I'm going in Krishna. That's he told. I haven't seen it. He have seen that death, such a power. It's not to be born in east or west or south or, you know, north. It need to be remembered. This is the quality of life. Who remember? I have seen many devotees when they go close to the pond and if they see some fish and they start to chant, say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Because if they one time hear the name of Mahamantra, they will purify. It's a sound actually. If you receive it, what I am saying, how many things you receive it and keep it and practice it. That is going to work. We are sitting in Bhagavatam class and our mind is working somewhere else. And we watch, this is going too long. You know, in a whole lecture, how much we are able to concentrate to listen the matter. Who is this function? You are here, your body is here, your soul is here, your consciousness is here. And who is at your home? Who is in Australia? You know, it's happened sometime. We are sitting in the class and I'm talking something pond, and then you start to think about going in Adelaide temple, and then you realize you remember some devotees. Your mind, who is there and who is here? This is mind. We have to very clearly understand the mind, the beauty of mind, a beautiful mind. There's a picture. There's one movie, The Beautiful Mind. Have you seen that? Aeroplane. I saw a couple of times. Yeah, I also saw the coming here when I was coming from USA. They are showing The Beautiful Mind. We sitting here alive, our Atma is here, but our concentration is somewhere. Being present Atma is not able to receive all the message. You need your focus, you need your concentration with your senses, with your ear to hear, then you receive it. Isn't that right? You can send your mind, and at that time when you are analyzing, wherever you are thinking, at that time what I speak you can't hear. I'm sitting here and I'm watching you, and someone can go in front of me and someone come, have you seen that guy? I said, no. But the person have gone in front of me. This is just the concentration, the presence of mind. So I'm telling you, being physically present by the body or consciously present, Krishna consciousness means you should do everything consciously. So, one very important message here I would like to give you for practice. Whenever you take prasad, you should take consciously. When you are taking prasad, because prasad has a direct relation with your body. Is that right? It's direct relation. So, prasadam should be taken very consciously. Consciously means no talking, no walking, no driving, no reading, no audio, no video, no tape. No computer, no email, during prasadam time, during eating time. Prabhupada never talk while he take prasad. Is that right? Anyway, Ayurveda says, avoid these things. Your all five knowledge faculty should be concentrate with the prasadam. Then you receive it 100% and it will satisfy you. Otherwise, you will be unsatisfied and craving for the more, more and more. For example, ice cream. Yes. Well, yeah. That's a message from first-hand people, those who are drug addicted, working on the street, taking Mariana, LSD or USD or
whatever. You know, and somebody devotee goes to him first time, say Hare Krishna, and this is Prashadapur, this is Paul, or whatever, we had said, this is Bhagavad Gita, you come one time, we have nice Prashad. So first we captivate the totally sense gratified man by the Prashad, by the tongue. We not give any instruction that you should not allow, you should not allow. We allow them everything. Isn't that right? The first hand person. The second hand person, after Prashad, we will give, you come in the class also. So he have to sit 1 hour to hear the class, and then Prashadam will be provided. Actually, this person is just sitting for the pizza, which have been very nicely made by Kurma Prabhu. Prashadam incarnation. So the guy is just sitting for the pizza. Guy is just sitting for the pizza, but he have to listen this Krishna Katha also. That's our condition. Is that right? Anyway, so he start to listen, and then something he like and something he dislike. Whatever, he is in, start to chanting, and then he jump on that. Then he say, what is the procedure to join you? He say, you have to chant the 16 round, then we will. So he start to chant the 16 round, and first time he don't know how to pronunciate the Hare Krishna. And then he start to chant this 16 round and things. And we have the proper procedure. You know, we reach up to the initiation, and then we are advanced devotees and temple president, and we reach on the high platform. But for Prashadam, still we are coming on the same table. This is my Ayurvedic doctor view. I am not anti with the Prashad. But what I am saying, my vision is same. When I was outside, when I was not Bhakta, I was in total karmi life. Then I was attracted and captivated by the Prashad, by my tongue. And still I am captivated by my tongue on Prashadam table. Or do I need to make some adjustment? Or do I need to make some advancement? It might be not possible with all of you, but somewhere and some here and there in the corner, we are conditioned soul here to take only the Prashad. But I did not want to change the policy of temple. I did not want to say any comment about to change the cooks in the kitchen of Krishna. I'm not saying anything about that. But this is a practical problem of my beautiful mind, which is still coming on the same table, and where I'm bringing the table. So the deliciousness of the Prashad is in not in the richness or any particular thing that I want pizza or I want just this thing. When Prashadam is offered to Krishna, a simple banana, that's also have the same quality effect than Rasmalai. But if there is a banana in Rasmalai, I choose first Rasmalai, after that I look this banana. If Rasmalai finish, then I look banana. You know, I look for my favorite dish, first of all. If somebody is bringing Mahaprasad plate, I always want to take my favorite dish too much. Just give to me. And at the end, someone devotee is saying, sometimes we make policy. No, the Prashadam should be served for everyone. Little, 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 little. But just this is here and there, you know, the gap. So I was saying here, this is a kind of attachment. We also attach with chanting also. If you, I'm saying that when you, I'm talking about the Prashad, that you should consciously eat, taste well. Engaging, first of all, you see what is that. Then you send your eyes. This is very nice mango. And you love mango. Then you send your hand to grab it. And then when you touch, you realize this mango is artificial or real. You find this mango is real. This is second confirmation. Then third confirmation, to smell. This have the proper smell or not? Is rotten or unripe or ripe? What you have to receive? Then you choose it. Then you smell it. Then you taste it. Then you confirm it. It is the nice, same nice as you eat before or little bit more or less. So it will increase your understanding about the reception of the Prashad with the five knowledge faculty. And then you chew it. You will hear the noise. When you chew the papadam, when you chew the chapati, when you chew the rasgulla, you hear the noise.
which is the right noise. If you find rasmalai is just like a hard, like a coconut, you won't enjoy. Isn't that right? So this is the sound. The five knowledge faculty perception about the prasad, which gives you satisfaction, then you won't crave. Like for ice cream. You love ice cream. I bring 100 ice cream for you. I say, take more, one more. It's freely available, no cost. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 15, 20, 40. You say, no, I am finished. You are going to say no. And after 4 hours, I left something more. I say, we have some more ice cream. You like? Yes, please. So who says no and who says yes? One time you have made the decision about the same ice cream, no. And after 4 hours, you are same guy making this decision, yes, please. Who is that?
Rajas character.
But how? Because if you take just one ice cream in the beginning and you slowly, slowly see it and smell it and taste it and enjoy it, people say, this is sense gratification. But this is qualitative reception. And that is quantitative reception. We are mostly engaged in quantitative reception. We are passionate for quantity. We are rajasic for tamas. Or we are rajasic for sattva. For what? So quantitative reception and qualitative reception, these are the two different quality of the mind. And we have to qualitatively receive the prasad, not quantitatively. And when you qualitatively receive the prasad, you satisfied your five element tissues in your body and your brain tissues, then your brain tissues will be sattvic, then it's not craving. Like one ice cream you take very nicely, peacefully, simply enjoy it, and after 4 hours if I ask, you say, I have my ice cream. You are not going to say, one more please. So this will give you nourishment. Because we're not satisfied, that's why we have unsatisfactory nature for craving these attachments. So I was mentioning here two different aspects of understanding about the five elements. According to Ayurvedic information, the five elements and their qualities and our attachment. I give only one instruction today to practice in your life, that how you have to take the prasad. I mean, sometimes it is an offense of Vaishnava, somebody asking to you and you not reply. I will explain you this in more detail when I'm talking about some cooking and some food and things. But at this point, I have explained your intellectually basis of understanding. And sound, I was saying, the spiritual understanding according to Bhagavad Gita, how Ayurveda explained this quotation of Bhagavad Gita, that these four elements nobody can cut about the Atma, because Atma is not concerning with five elements, but the mantra can carry out the Atma to the Paramatma. The sound can carry out the Atma to Paramatma. And that sound which you remember, what you remember the Maha Mantra, or you remember the Hollywood music, or you remember the Michael Jackson song, you will go there. So that is the remembrance in the form of sound. When we chant the Om, that is also the form of sound. And creator, maintainer and destroyer, as I explained you, to neutralize the all three type of the thoughts. So we just remain the peaceful, inner peace moment. So the sound is the quality. Yes, no, Om is just to balance the physical body. Understand, the Om is the chanting of impersonal Brahma. I explained yesterday. And we not practice the Om for our spiritual advancement. But Om, Bhur, Bahaswa, we make the Gayatri Japa. We chant the Om in the Gayatri also. This is just, we goes for colon cleansing. It is also not, you know, we goes for so many treatment therapies. If we accept the Om as a treatment therapy, it's not a bad idea. It's not making it impersonal. No, Mahamantra is Mahamantra. Om is already inside there. When you chant the Krishna, then everything comes in there. You do not need to chant this mantra. I am not saying that you need to chant this Om.
I am just saying, when you are tired, when you are exhausted, when you overload by your emotional thoughts, at that time, either you chant Maha Mantra, or before starting Maha Mantra, if you want a physical relax, you know, for relax, you go on your bed. You know, your body is tired, whole day you was working, then you want to take a little nap on bed. So this bed is also made by material thing. The same way, if you do not have that place to take a nap, and that time if you make this yogic posture and chant this Om, to start your nightly Maha Mantra. And Maha Mantra should also be chant with the full concentration, with the five knowledge faculty. When you are chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, at that time you have to also engage your five knowledge faculty in that. Then you have the proper reception. Our topics are sometimes mostly goes because you all are the devotees here. So it just goes in the advance, higher side of the philosophical side of the topic. But because the devotees are sitting here, but this topic will come more practical side also. But if you understand philosophical side, because it's easy, your interest, it's very natural nature of your face. But I will bring it in physical level also, because until unless you not intellectually surrender to accept that you have to really focus on the eating, it's very difficult. Surrender is needed. You know why we focus on eating? Why we need to focus on evacuation? Why we need to focus on passing stool? Why we need to focus to regulate my routine? It's need to understand on the basis of that when you are practicing this daily regimen, how it is helpful in your spiritual advancement. My main aim of this self-healing course, that your Ayurvedic regimen, the practice of routine, how it can be more helpful in your spiritual practices. That is my main focus. So I told you the five elements lives together. It never separately.
As I told you, the quartz, the small unit of any gross material, it's also made by five elements. Proton, electron, neutron, any atom, any minute and minute thing is made by five elements. And the five elements have their qualities. And these all qualities live together, never separately. These all qualities live together, not separately. Still, on the gross level, these five element qualities live together. That's why I was talking on the quotation explanation, about Bhagavad Gita explanation. I was explaining the Bhagavad Gita quotation on behalf of this, that how the sound is helping ourselves. But on physical level, on gross level, everything is made by five elements and all elements have the quality. Any minute and minute unit of material, the gross material, have these five element quality. That's why Paramatma existing in everywhere. When Bhakta Prahlad was asked by his father Hiranyakashyap, the Lord is existing in this pillar, and Prahlad was slightly suspicious being a kid that whether he is there or not. But at the same time, I mean, this is the Brijvasi stories, so if you like, you accept, if you don't like, don't accept. So from that stone pillar, the ants comes out. You know, he saw one ant is coming out from the pillar. So he understand with his child mentality, when ants can live in this stone pillar, then why not my God? So he say, yes, he is there. So these five quality of the five element, where Paramatma work. So that's why the Paramatma can work everywhere. A bacterial cell, you know, millions of bacteria can sit on a tip of needle. We have antibiotic to kill the bacteria. And how many bacteria are sitting inside me and outside me? It's very difficult to analyze. But these all bacteria have their own life.
own their family, own their names, and they have full well establishment. And big industry is going on that. We have millions and millions pathologists, those who are qualified in on their name. I am a specialist of polio, I am a specialist of typhoid, I am a specialist of... So they are, we are worshipper of all these bacteria. I mean, we have this field. But these all bacteria are working in the presence of this supreme energy. And where the supreme energy have nice relationship with this five element, what kind of quality of five element I have to keep in my body so this supreme energy can work nicely in my body. That is a relationship between five element and Paramatma, which Ayurveda proves. That's our motto to help. So we have two aim of Ayurveda here. Swasthasya swasthya rakshanam aturasya vikar prishmanam cha. To keep healthy body healthy. First aim of Ayurveda, to keep healthy body healthy. Generally we go to the doctor when we are sick. We never go when we are healthy. Isn't that right? Health insurance never provide any money in the healthy condition. When you are sick, then you will get the benefit of your health insurance. So this is a sick insurance. It's not health insurance. The life insurance never provide any money when you are alive. It gives after the death. So you want to make sure your death after the life insurance. Yes. I don't know about this policy that sometimes this policy has been made by WHO. You talking about that? The World Health Organization have given this policy, you saying that? I do not have idea about that. I do not have idea about it. But the swasthasya swasthya rakhanam aturasya vikar prishmanam cha, these are the two aim of Ayurveda. The two aim of your manual of life. How to keep healthy body healthy. And after that, if somebody goes sick, then how you can treat. If you cannot maintain healthy body healthy, then you never be able to treat a disease. Because you don't know what is the health. If you don't know the state of health, how you can give it? It is not possible. That's why at the current time, all the researches, the medical sciences, which are trying to work hard and hard and many researches, they maintain the diseases, but not the health stage. If on the basis of medication, they maintain the health, Ayurveda does not give confirmation that this is health. You are alive. For example, if you are in intensive ICU, you know, you are alive. They keep you alive, like putting oxygen, two needle here, one needle on dialysis, and you might enjoying your life, but this is not considered life. According to Ayurveda, life is that you are able to use your knowledge senses properly throughout the life. You are able to use your working faculty throughout the life. You are able to think and use your knowledge and memory and intelligence properly throughout the life. That is healthy. What is the normal function of my vision? To see. And it should be see without specs. That is healthy status of Ayurveda. I mean, this is a manual I am explaining, and where we are existing and what efforts we need to do, that is different thing. But Ayurveda have this first, you know, when the thieves are sitting in your house, you never lock the gate. You always call the police. But you always lock the gate. You are very smart to save your property and wealth, to lock the gate so nobody can steal. Is that right? But if thief is sitting, then you never lock. You always call police. So this is simple intelligence. But how much you are smart to take care of your property and wealth, you are not that much smart to take care of your health, this body property. This body is also a property where you are living. Body is the temple of soul. So when disease enter, when I start to cough, I simply go to the doctor.
But this cup should not come to me, what I do for that. This fever should not come to me, what I do for that. The diarrhea should not come to me, what I do for that. When you understand and learn these things, then you have always be healthy status. And when you have a healthy status, if you have chant one round, I'm not saying that 16 round is wrong. Don't take it that way. Upside down. We are in Kali Yuga, you have 16 round must compulsory because your mind is very tricky. But what I'm saying, when you have a total healthy state, at the time your knowledge senses are working very sattvically and very peacefully and very feedingly. Then you can enjoy your five element material body in a spiritual sadhana also. Sometime you will see some devotees are jumping in front of Lord at the time of kirtan. And some behind devotees, they try also to, you know, to maintain the society. Because some congregation people are watching them. I am also a devotee, I have shari and I have tilak, I have to also jump a little bit. But my body is not jumping that much. Some of them jump, but sometime gradually, by the rhythm of Lord, because you are chanting in front of Lord, your body which is very heavy and don't want to move, it will also start to move. As one, we have one devotee which was 80 year old and he always come for me to take the arthritis treatment. And when I saw him in the temple, he jumped very nicely. I said, why are you worried about this arthritis? Well, no, I have pain, but when you are dancing very nicely, forget about the pain. So that's the power of the sound, the hear, which move your five element, whether it is suffering. So this is different subject. But with the same time, if your health is also good, if your body is also neat and clean, then your enjoyment rhythm will increase 1,000 times more. That is our aim of self-healing preventive program. Yes, please. I might know, but when you tell, then I remember. Yeah. So that's the power of the sound. I would like to give, if somebody has some questions. We still need to relate the five element with the six taste. When we take the prasad and food, I will continue the Ayurvedic principles more and more. But in between that, sometimes this is spiritual side views also come. And that help always to understand the Ayurvedic subject with the spiritual side. Yes, please. The different reception of the senses have the different message to our memories. According to that memories, in hypothalamus region, the brain stimulate your pituitary gland and pituitary gland stimulate your endocrinal gland, and according to that, the digestive glands function in your body by which you are able to receive the sweet is coming, sour is coming, salt is coming, hot is coming, bitter is coming, astringent is coming. So that type of the qualitative enzymes or the five element secretion is living there, which help to digest that particular food and send it in a proper place. So that's why reception, registration. So we receive and then registered here. Reception is on tongue, registration is on mind, then there is a implementation. If you not have received properly and not have registered the food properly, then implementation is not proper. What was your question, Prabhuji? Satmas is the adaptation, certain qualities which you adopt by your special practices, like samskar. You know, samskar. Like when you are a devotee, morning time, or like for example, you are standing in temple, as soon as class is end, there is a, you know, your body just go down. That's in habits. That's satmas. This is, body is adopt these things. habits which is adopted by body, and body automatically tuned up. You know, so many times when as soon as we enter the temple, we just feel bowed down. Satmyas, we adopted, acquired. No, not only you practice it. You just not institutionally, you're not able that when you go in temple, you bow down. But when your body is in that habit, that's why you bow down. So many people know when there is a spiritual thing, I have to bow down, but they not bow down. But when you practice this culture, then you automatically bow down. If you not practice, then you will not bow down. Yeah, we just do automatically. So these are the physical certain things, the good habits or the healthy habits to keep healthy body healthy, which I want to tell. I mean, you know, but how to do it in a proper way. When you do it, then you actually every day practice this panchkarma in a short form, which is needed to cleanse your body. Panchkarma is a procedure by which you cleanse your body. And in a short form, panchkarma, which is morning time we do, to cleanse our body. We not only need to once a year panchkarma in Kerala paying $1,000. We need everyday panchkarma to maintain ourselves healthy. That is our responsibility, not the doctor's responsibility on the basis of payment. Any other question, please? I will explain in my follow-up lecture. Yeah. The food should consciously eat, chewed well, taste well, and then you taking less amount, taking more time. The quantity will be less and time will be more, and you will feel satisfied, and burp are the sign which I am going to explain you. You try to practice it and see. Any other question? Because when you practice, then you are going to tell me your experience, and after that I will further refurnish it. Yes, please. For 6 month practice of Ayurvedic healthy routine, I will suggest better to avoid. When you want to listen, then you just try to listen deeply. Don't do two work at the same time. I will more explain on this point why. I will give a logical answer on that. I 100% agree with you. A strong sadhana, qualitatively or quantitatively, you want to carry a 20 kg ton weight on your head and you stressed out and then go for a stress treatment, I won't suggest that type of sadhana. People are stressed out by chanting. Oh, I have too much spiritual sadhana work. Nowadays I am depressed because I have to give Bhagavatam class. So I am depressed. This is not the right way. Just a minute. Yes, please. Of course. Of course. No problem. This is very important part of sadhana. I will clear it more and more in when it come and more. We have very personalism program. When we offer the prasad to Krishna, we won't talk, we won't make noise, we put the curtain. The deity worship is a perfect example to take care of your body. Life installation, what is the difference between deity which is in the temple and which is in the showroom? Because there is a life installation. Life installation is just sound vibration which you have by the mantras and pujas and things have done, and every day you give regard and all seven offering. So we offer for the deity that way without any noise, because Paramatma. And this tiny part of Paramatma being as in this Atma. So when I am offering, this is offering not for your sense gratification, is offering to your Atma. Because your Atma is going to enjoy your body. Your body, Atma is going to enjoy your body, because this body is the temple for the Atma. If your temple is not neat and clean, how you can do dance and chant? So this, to keep neat and clean, that's why it is needed. When you put in that way, then you out in that way. Is receiving and passing. the waste, if you not receive it properly, then it blocked up. Because this consciousness have proper system in your body to absorb everything from the food material. But if it is not received and registered, what the intestine have to receive and absorb, if it is not registered by your brain, then it's have Hoffer-Jet system. I will explain to you this point in more detail. Anybody have any question? Yes. You can try if you can do two activities together. Are you just... Don't look other person. While you are in self-healing course, just try to self-heal. That's why I'm saying. You try to look certain errors inside you also. That, am I do like that way? Or am I do like these things this way? That will be more better and more beautiful. It gives idea. Then that this people does that way, he is more advanced in sadhana, I am in backseater, so I start to do reading and chanting together. Does not need in that way. So what you are saying is absolutely right. So any last question before we close it? Because 6:30 is too much tiring. Sorry, 5:30. I will explain this in the when I'm taking care, giving the lecture on women and child taking care. This will come. All the questions, it will come in future. The answer will come of this question in my following lecture. Thank you very much. We have beautiful, wonderful mind, but sometimes we have to control it. We have to control our desire. We want sometime to, I want to tell everything to you right now, and you want all the things. This is a beauty of mind, actually. Never mind. We have mind. Never mind. Okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much.